charts of the most successful artists of all time on the UK pop charts, which just goes to show how awesome the UK pop charts have been over the years. They are in the company of Cliff Richard. Yeah, I've mentioned this a few times. Remember that song Devil Woman, and then he had that song Suddenly with Newton John on the Xanadu soundtrack. He had so many hits, 68 of them, in fact, in the top 10 in the UK, that Cliff Richard is number 2 on that list, right behind Elvis Presley. Kylie Minogue, of course, they love her over there. She's number 5. U2 is at 6. Elton John comes in at number 8. Rihanna is number 9. And they're at number 20. It's the Pet Shop Boys. First wave.
Now here's some U2. That's not even... Set that up like you were gonna play something by the Pet Shop Boys, and then it was like, oh, by the way, here's some YouTube. Fuck no. Alright, gas time. 2K19. That's... Yeah. All right. Start the car.
Members from showing livestock to learning about veterinary science, young people develop a greater knowledge of animals through the program. Here to tell us more about her swine project is Tennessee 4-H.
Please tell me about your swine project.
Kennedy Hill, thanks so much for joining us, Kennedy. So tell us a little bit about your project and how you got involved.
So like many other 4-H projects, the swine project instills many life skills in 4-Hers. These life skills can be carried much farther than their 4-H career will ever live. Through this project, I have learned hard work, dedication, and truly grown a passion for agriculture. Most 4-Hers will start this project in late August or early September when they buy their 6 to 8 week old pig, and then they'll carry that out until January. My project is a little different as I have my own breeding operation.
Which is great because you were telling me just during the break here that you've actually had one of your pigs for 3 years now. That's some serious dedication to one animal. Talk about what you've learned and what makes you excited about the swine project in 4-H.
Before I started this project, I actually
wasn't
involved in 4-H or agriculture. My dad came home one day from a farm tour, and he told me about how the local extension agent was talking about the up-and-coming swine project. And I didn't get really excited.
Is this a sex thing?
I remember going into the show ring thinking, you know, I'll do fine. It's just my first show. This is a learning process. And I came out doing really well, and that's when I really sparked my passion.
How do you think that raising pigs over the time that you spent doing it and the breeding program that you started, how do you think that that has made you a more well-rounded person?
I think the main thing that has helped me become a more rounded person and 4-H member is the hard work and dedication that you learn through this project and any other animal project through 4-H.
And what has been the highlight for you so far?
My highlight has definitely been my breeding operation. I love being able to see it grow and progress. When we started out, we didn't have the biggest and the best genetics. But over the years, it's really been exciting to see 3 generations of my own show pigs be born on our farm. That is definitely the most rewarding part of my job.
Yeah, especially such a young person as well to have 3 generations under your belt now. And what I think is so great is where you're
3 generations deep in gangsta.
I would love to become a agriculture teacher after I go through college. I have a strong passion for agriculture and teaching children, and I think that that's where I should go.
Okay, great. Well, you know, we're not done with you just yet. We're going to bring you back out during our next half hour to learn more about your leadership project, because you're doing much more than just your work with swines, which is amazing. So we will talk to you just a little bit. Tennessee 4-H State Council Junior Representative Kennedy Hill, thank you for joining us and stay with us. Meteorologist Tim Ross has your forecast coming up at 40 hours.
ECW folded, but nothing like that, and nothing of this scale, nothing of this magnitude. And when he was able to work with the resources that, you know, we provided him and put together a show of the scale, the size of the arena, the scope of the arena, the lighting package we put together. But Keith is as good as anyone in the business. Keith and his team have done, you know, as many pay-per-views as anybody ever in the business outside of you know, the core WWE group with Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn. I just think Keith did an awesome job.
Tony, I call you Tony, or Mr. Khan?
Yeah, please.
Mark, I love the fact, too, you notice the way he's talking about the media from after the event, the great and wonderful questions you asked, mentioned nothing about my questions that I asked during that media strip. It's all about the Hall of Famer, Mark Henry.
You are chasing a hug right now, to go straight to Bully Ray. You are chasing a hug right now. Okay. My next question was, we know how important television distribution is.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to be doing a live weekly television show on TNT. That's going to debut in the prime time this fall. And we're going to also be distributing to a number of other top wrestling markets. I can't specifically say where the TV is going to be. And then as far as pay-per-view distribution, I think our partners were awesome for this show. We've got, like I said, I think we've done a great show. We have that under our belt now. And the folks at Bleacher Report Live, they were awesome. The cable and satellite carriers came in the van, working with, you know, all the cable carriers and DirecTV and Dish Network. That's been great. Really like the people at Fight. And ITV Box Office did an amazing job with this show. And I think we're going to be really, really happy when the numbers come in from England and the UK in general, that the support from ITV was so great. And I really, really would like to be partners with them for a long time. I talked to them today, right before we did this interview, actually, and they're very, very excited. I spend a lot of my time in London, and I've been planning this with them for a long time, and I'm going to get back to London here in the next week and get back with those guys and keep planning to do more great things in the UK. And I can't say enough great things about domestically here in the United States, how great it is to have wrestling back on Turner Networks with Warner Media, with TNT. They are a wrestling network, for better or for worse. There are a few channels that have been really successful in our lifetimes broadcasting wrestling, and TNT is absolutely one of them, as much as anyone. And I think it's really cool to back in the wrestling business.
Is it just TV, or will it be like the OTOP distribution and social media? And
they did it for this show. They did the Bleacher Report Live for this show, Mark. For the over the top distribution. Now it's a great question you're asking, and it's probably putting the cart before the horse a little bit on doing streaming services and things of that nature. I think there will be demand for it, but right now, 2019 and going forward this year, two big things I'm really focusing on launching are pay-per-views, as we act on with these traditional shows, and then obviously this primetime live television product.
You know, Tony, obviously Mark and I, Bully too, we talked a lot about AEW leading into what we saw this past weekend. And the one thing that excited me as a pro wrestling fan was when Cody said wins and losses matter. It's going to be more of a sporting feel to the product. Coming out of Saturday, the fact that you kind of opened up the doors, let the media in, had the media scrum with the talent, that's something that's unprecedented when it comes to pro wrestling.
Unprecedented.
And I really love that sports feel. Is that something that you really wanted to show with this company moving forward?
And I really don't know any other way, honestly, because, we come from the NFL and English football. And for me, I've been through hundreds of post-fight, post-match, post-game press conferences, and I don't know any other way than to be, open and direct with you guys. I've always had a really good relationship with the media that cover the teams. So we don't really know if the Khan family, we don't know another way than to be, open and sharing with you guys. I really enjoy interacting with you guys and everyone in the post-fight scrums. And we did this one, but we've also done the, after we've done, our debut press conferences. And, I've gone out and talked to the media, Cody, the Unbox. And, I do enjoy it. I think the fans enjoy it, and I'm glad you guys enjoy it. And most importantly, I'm glad it makes your guys' jobs easier, because
does.
We want you to support them.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Good.
Tony, we always have find a way to bring stuff back to food. At least I do. And being spending as much time as you do in England and in Europe, what's your favorite food, and what do you think?
All this music is too good. I can't. Yeah. here's the, this is the garbage I need. Make me call the dogs. Reconcile this idea that the band Disturbed has more than that one song. So when stuff like this comes on, I'm just like, what is this? Oh, what? He's not even fucking doing it. He's not even fucking doing it. Like, why record this song if you're not gonna do the fucking thing? Oh, you know, it's like a waste of fucking time.
Thank you.
sounds like bad simplicity.
Fucking All right, guys. Back here. It's another live property. Close my door. It's going to be Pumped Up Kicks. I had this song requested, Just Like Africa, and I think it's a good song. I don't know what it means, but I like it. And
he doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, I'm gonna parody it. I have got good aim. I will steal all your diamond swords and take my plan. I have 64 arrows in my inventory. I'm a good player.
I'm a good player too.
Yeah, I found an enchanted bow in my ender chest. Some poison arrows. I like them like gold, and I'm coming for you. All the other players with the diamond swords, you better sprint, better jump, and you won't escape. All the players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All the other players with the diamond sword, you better sprint, better jump, you won't escape. All the other kids with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All day, I play my closet, and I'm working on my aim, and I'm working on my aim. I got myself another bow. It has infinity and a fire enchant. I waited for a long time. Now I can kill players even faster for their diamond swords. I say I might get banned, but I want the diamonds. All of the players with the diamond swords, you better sprint, better jump, you won't escape. All the other players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All of the players with the diamond sword, you better sprint, better jump, you won't escape. All of the players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. Yeah, 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 I got diamonds, gold, iron, woo. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got diamonds, gold, iron, woo, woo. I got diamonds. I got gold and iron. You can't match up to me. Cause I'm gonna kill you for free.
Whoa.
All the players with the diamond swords, you better run, better jump, you won't escape. All of the players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All of the players with the diamond or swords, you better sprint, better jump, you won't escape. All of the players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All of the players with the diamond swords, you better jump, better sprint, you won't escape. All of the players with the iron or gold, you better jump, better sprint, faster than my arrows. All of the players with the... Okay, bye guys.
Jesus. Just fucking back-to-back bangers. I don't know if I can handle it.
Zombies coming in.
Nobody.
I've been at home. Tell me where you been.
Where you been?
I think MCAP Steve did it better.
I'm going outside. I'ma stay with my friends.
For this cold
shit. Sometimes we'll stay in. Cause you know how I live. Yeah, you know what it is. Sometimes we'll stay. Welcome to my mind. We ain't wasting no time. We ain't going outside.
The big dog versus the beast!
Welcome to my...
Still works.
Oh, but Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 시즌을 따사로 은인간 적인 여자 겁이 한전의 여유라는 흠뻑히는 여자 밤이 온 여신전이 즐거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 나는 사나에 낮에는 엄만큼 따사로운 그런 사나에 과비시키어 연애원 새새비는 사나에 밤이 오면 진정이 통역은 위는 사나에 그로 사나에 아름다워 사나에로 그리노 그리 말로
fuerza. Poco importa ya lo que yo vi, mas siempre estará dentro de mí una extraña pesadilla con la luz de neón y el ritmo.
All right. Traffic is finally letting up. Wait, no.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped up at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now, Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out. You better not cry.
Fuck this. Fucking bullshit. Fuck it. Ah! Song is too good. We don't deserve this song.
The time.
time for the real national anthem. These farts are real farts. Being worked. Thank you.
another victim, kid. Holy diver, I'm a survivor. Feeling like the Nero in Taxi Driver. With Jodie Foster and Harvey Keitel. Looks like I'm walking through a living hell. So spark that out and I'll get lifted. Feeling the effects of what must lift it. Cause I'm gifted, I read Sun Tzu. I brought a gun too, so you'll never come to. The weight of the world riding on my shoulders. Cause I'm a soldier.
I read Sun Tzu and bought a gun. Just another victim.
You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Just another victim. Just another victim. Just another victim. Just another victim, kid.
Baby got bad, baby got bad, baby got bad.
song he'd do, but you know, gotta keep people guessing. I respect that.
Hearing the love of Christ, I say, in Christ alone.
It isn't beer.
Titties and beer.
It isn't beer.
Titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
What are the odds that this song eventually connects the two? It's like, what if the titties had beer coming out of them?
Yeah. Drinking about things, bitching.
Oh, hip hop.
His American dream. Beer after beer, a shot after
I hear Billy Ray Cyrus killed the remix.
See, life is real simple when you think about it. Men need a few things, can't live without it. It's titties and beer, yeah, we got that covered. Thank the good Lord, don't think for
titties and beer.
Now it's money. I mean, this is like, hey, if you need a soundtrack for your next fucking clan meeting, here you go.
Take the love to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a hundred
heard that song before.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the world's trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, King Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting five carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Like I
gonna be me.
Thank you. which came first, shitty rave music or the drugs? I wonder if it was just these non-music fuckheads who are, you know, sitting in their house one day and they dicked around on a Macintosh. They go, listen.
I'm here. I'm gonna go. Have a, you know, dude, have a good Tuesday. Have a good Tuesday. That's attainable, right?